Good morning, my dear friends.
早上好。
Kids, you did a very good job.
小朋友们干得很好。
I think they deserve to have a big hand again.
他们真的是值得我们再次的为他们鼓掌。
Also, thank you, Eliza and all the co-workers.
真的是谢谢 Eliza 和所有的同工。
But are you hungry?
你们饿吗?
I think some of you are, eh?
我想你们当中有一些肯定饿了。
I'm hungry too.
我也很饿。
Some people ever told me that they get hungry during the church service at 11:30.
有一些人告诉我说在11点半这个崇拜当中呢他们会饿。
I feel sorry for you.
我很抱歉。
But that isn't my fault.
但是呢不是我的错。
Hey, what would you think if we had a little snack this morning instead of listening to Pastor Lo's sermon?
哎，小朋友们，如果今天我们说不要听罗牧师的讲道了，而是来吃一些零食，怎么样？
I brought a bag of my snack in it.
今天呢，我带了一点点零食来。
I'm going to share my snack with you.
我想要跟你们一起来分享。
But let's see, what's inside.
让我们来看看有些什么。
Oh my!
Oh, 糟糕了。
We have a problem.
Oh, 有问题了。
What I have is 5 snack bars and 2 chocolate bars only.
今天呢只有一点点的零食。
And I don't think there's any way that would be enough to feed all of you.
我想呢肯定不够所有小朋友吃的。
Let's see.1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh my, forget it.
肯定不够的。
I put it away. But don't worry.
但是呢，不要担心。
The barbecue lunch will soon be served in Vernon Hall.
待会儿呢，在 Vernon Hall 里面呢，我们会有烧烤的中餐。
We will have plenty of sausage, sweet corn, and enough food for all.
我们会有很多的香肠，有玉米，还有很多的食物够每一个人吃的。
That remind me of something that happened to our Lord Jesus and his disciples one day.
这个呢也是有一天发生在我们的主耶稣和他的门徒身上的一件事情。
Jesus and his disciples were very tired and did some time for themselves to rest.
主耶稣和他的门徒们很累了，所以呢他们需要休息。
They got into a boat.And went away to look for a remote and quiet place.
他们呢上了一条船，想要去到一个安静的地方。
They want to find somewhere to relax themselves.
他们想找一个地方呢休息一下。
When they reached the destination,
当他们去到目的地的时候
，there were already people waiting for Jesus.
哦，有很多的人在等待着主耶稣。
The Bible tells us that there were 5,000 men.
圣经里面说呢，有五千个男人。
And who knows how many women and children?
还不知道有多少女人和孩子。
I guess the total number would have been around 10,000.
我想呢，总共的人数呢，恐怕差不多有一万人。
These people wait for Jesus, and they want Jesus to teach them.
这些人呢，在等待着主耶稣。他们希望主耶稣来教导他们。
And they also want Jesus to heal the sick, as there were so many people who got all kinds of sick at that time.
他们也希望主耶稣来医治他们，因为当时呢有很多的人得了很多的疾病。
We know Jesus need to rest.
我们知道主耶稣需要休息。
But when he saw the people, he loved them so much that he forgot all about being tired.
当他看见这许多人，他就爱他们，忘记了自己需要休息。
Jesus healed the sick.
他医治了这些病的人。
Jesus taught the people about the kingdom of heaven.
他也教导人们天国的事情。
We find that our Lord Jesus is so compassionate to people.
我们发现我们的主耶稣对人是这样的，充满了怜悯。
Yes, he is busy all the time.
对的，他非常的繁忙。
Yet he loves to help.
但是呢，他也非常愿意的帮助他们。
Soon it was time to eat.
很快就到了吃饭的时间。
Eating is still a big issue even in today's world.
吃饭在今天的世界上仍然是一件很大的事情。
There are still many people in the world today that do not have enough to eat.
在今天的世界上仍然有很多很多的人没有足够的食物可吃。
We are so blessed to have the opportunity to eat and taste all kinds of food in this beautiful city.
在我们这个美丽的城市里面，我们非常的幸运，我们有各样的食物可以去品尝。
We need to count our blessings.
我们真的应该数算我们所得到的恩典。
We need to count our blessings.
我们需要数算我们的恩典。
Is that right?
对吗？
The disciples went to Jesus.
这些门徒呢，来到主耶稣面前。
They said, "Teacher, it is getting late, and we are hungry."
他们说，夫子，天晚了，我们也累了。
Please send the people away so that we can go and get something to eat.
请让这些人们散了吧，这样呢，我们也可以去找点东西来吃。
Jesus answered, "They don't need to go away."
主耶稣回答他们说，他们不需要散开。
Why the disciples asked?
门徒们就问说，为什么呢？
You feed them, Jesus replied.
主耶稣回答他们说，你们来喂饱他们。
Feed them.
喂饱他们。
How can we feed them?
我们怎能喂饱这些人呢？
We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish.
我们只有五个大饼和两条鱼。
That's all the food we have.
我们所有的食物就是这些了。
The disciples were puzzled.
这些门徒呢，他们不明白。
Jesus told the disciples, "Bring him the loaves and fish."
主耶稣吩咐门徒把面大饼和鱼带过来。
And go and tell everyone to sit down on the grass.
而且呢，叫众人呢在草地上坐下来。
The Bible clearly tells us that there was plenty of grass in that place.
圣经清楚的告诉我们说，那个地方呢有很多的草。
So Jesus took the bread and fish.
所以呢，主耶稣拿过来饼和面包，饼和鱼。
And look up to heaven.
仰望天空。
And gave thanks.
然后呢，祝谢了。
Jesus then gave the food to the disciples to distribute to the people.
然后呢，把这些食物呢递给门徒，叫他们分发给众人。
If I were to share my little snack with you today,
如果我要跟你们大家来分享我的那一点点零食的话，
there may be enough for each of you to have one tiny bite.
可能每一个人只能分到一丁点。
But when Jesus blessed the bread and fish,
但是呢，当主耶稣祝谢了，然后呢，把食物分发出去。
The Bible says that everyone ate until they were full.
圣经说，每一个人都吃了，而且呢，吃饱。
Everyone ate until they were full.
每个人都吃了，而且吃饱了。
Their hunger was being satisfied.
他们不再饥饿了。
Wait, that's not all.
哎，这还不算呢。
After they had eaten until they were full,
当他们吃饱了，
they gathered up the leftover.
他们就把那些剩下的食物呢收拾起来。
There were 12 baskets full of food leftover.
那些剩下的食物收了12个大篮子。
Can you imagine taking my snack bag and feeding everyone here today and still having food left over?
你想想看，你可以想象，如果今天我跟大家分享这些零食，大家都吃了，还有剩的吗？
We couldn't do it, yes.
我们不能想象。
We couldn't do it.
我们不能做。
But Jesus could.
但是呢，主耶稣可以做到。
What can we learn from this Bible lesson today?
从这一段经文里面，我们可以得到什么样一个功课呢？
We learn that when we hand over what we have,
我们学到，当我们把我们所有的那一点交给主耶稣，
He can take it, bless it,
他可以拿过去，祝谢了，
and do more than we could ever imagine.
他所能行的事情超过我们的想象。
Even though we may not have very much,
我们即使没有很多，
But remember,
但是请记住，
little becomes much when it is placed in Jesus' hand.
在主耶稣的手里面，一点点就可以变成很多很多。
Little becomes much when it is placed in Jesus' hands.
在主耶稣的手里一点点就可以变得很多很多。
We find that the disciples were awesome.
我们发现门徒们非常的惊奇。
They were logical thinkers.
他们是一些按照普通的逻辑来思考的人。
They were the Dallas and sense men.
他们是一些很实际的人。
They said that even $200 or 8 months wages would not buy enough bread for to give to this big crowd.
他们说二十两银子的钱，或者是也就是八个月的工钱，这么多的钱去买食物给这么大一群人吃，也不够每个人吃一点点的。
So we find that the disciples did not come up with a solution to meet the needs of the people.
所以呢，我们发现说门徒呢，并没有找到一个办法来解决众人的问题。
But they point out the hopeless impossibility.
反倒呢，他们发现了这件事情的不可能。
I find that this is not an unusual way of thinking among ordinary people today.
我发现呢，这种思维方式呢，在我们普通人当中呢，并不是少见的。
My dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
Jesus wants to teach us that financial and material resources are not the most important ones.
主耶稣想教给我们一个道理，就是说，金钱或者是物质的资源并不是最重要的。
We sometimes limit what Jesus does in us by assuming what is and what is not possible.
我们常常以我们自己认为的可能或者不可能来局限了主耶稣可以在我们身上做的事情。
Is there some impossible task that you believe that Jesus wants you to do?
有没有什么事情是你相信是主耶稣要你去做，但是你觉得不可能做成的？
Don't let your estimate of what cannot be done keep you from taking on the task.
不要让你以为的不可能做成而阻挡你去做这件事情。
The Jesus who performs the miracle in the Bible can also provide the resources that we need today.
在圣经里面，在圣经里面供应众人的主耶稣基督也照样可以在今天来供应我们所需要的资源。
Let's put our trust in the Lord.
让我们来信靠他。
Then you will see the power of change.
你就会看到一个巨大的能力。
The power of change from impossible to possible.
这个巨大的能力可以把不可能的变成可能的。
From negative to positive.
把消极的变成积极的。
From no to yes.
把不行变成行。
Now let us also look at the lad who offered the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
现在让我们来看看那一个把五饼二鱼贡献出来的那一个孩童。
This lad volunteered his humble lunch and knowing that it was not doing much, but at least it was something.
这个孩童呢把他的午餐拿出来，虽然知道说并不够所有人吃，但是呢毕竟还是一点食物。
Immediately we find there's a big contrast between the youngster and the disciples.
立刻呢我们就发现了这个孩童和门徒之间的一个巨大的反差。
This youngster bought what he had.
这个孩童呢把他所有的拿出来了。
Well, we believe that disciples will have more resources than this boy.
当然我们相信说门徒其实有办法可以提供更多的。
The disciples knew that they don't have enough, so they didn't offer anything at all.
但是呢门徒相信他们所能提供的不足以喂饱所有的人，所以呢他们干脆就什么都没有拿出来。
The boy gave what little he had.
这个孩童呢把他所有的那么一点点呢拿出来了。
And it made all the difference.
就结果呢竟是这样的惊人。
If we offer nothing to God,
如果你什么都不拿出来给神。
If we offer nothing to God,
如果你什么都不拿出来给我们的神。
He will have nothing to use.
他就不能使用什么。
But our God can take what little we have and turn it into something great.
但是我们的神可以拿一点点我们所奉献出、所拿出来的，把它变成很多很多。
Please remember.
请记住。
Age is no barrier to Jesus Christ.
年龄对主耶稣来说不是一个障碍。
Never think that you are too young.
不要觉得你自己太年轻了。
Never think that you're too old.
也不要想你自己太年老了。
God still can use every one of us.
不要觉得你太年轻或者太老，以至于你不能来侍奉他。
At certain times in life, we may feel insignificant and useless.
在人生的某些时刻，我们会觉得自己无足轻重，毫无用处。
Particularly when we look at other people who may have greater talents than ours.
特别是当我们看到其他的人比我们有更多更多的恩赐的时候，
we are always tempted to settle back and then tell ourselves.
我们往往就会退后了，然后呢就对自己说。
You tell ourselves that let somebody else do the work.
让他们去做这些事情吧。
Because what we can offer won't make much difference anyway.
因为我们所能拿出来的那一点点呢，也实在太微不足道了。
We forget the lesson of the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 small fish that our Lord used to feed 5,000 people.
这样的话，我们就真的是忘记了这个我们的主。耶稣拿五饼二鱼喂饱了5000以上的人，这样故事里面的一个功课了。
Each of us has something important to offer in his service.
我们当中每一个人都可以拿出一点点来侍奉他。
I read a story about a woman.
我读过一关于一个女人的一个故事。
This woman by accident fell out from a second floor apartment window.
这个女人呢，很不巧的从二楼的房间的窗户里面呢掉出去了。
And then this woman found herself land in a garbage truck.
结果呢，刚好落在一个垃圾车的车斗里面。
And this garbage truck was moving slowly along the street.
这个垃圾车呢，当时刚好缓缓的从这个街道上面驶过去。
This woman was half buried in the litter.
这个女人呢就被埋在垃圾里面。
She tried to get the driver's truck's attention.
她试图呢想让这个司机呢知道她。
However, the driver only paid attention to the traffic condition.
但是呢司机呢专心的在开车。
And he didn't realize a woman was in the litter behind the driver's seat.
她没有意识到呢他的车斗里面呢有一个女人。
And at that time, a visitor who came from the countryside stood on the sidewalk.
就在这个时候呢，从一个从乡下来的人呢，就站在那个人行道上。
And this visitor looked at the scene.
他就看到了这一幕。
He shook his head.
他摇他的头。
He shook his head.
他摇他的头。
And said,
然后说，
This is another example of how wasteful city people are.
这真的是又说明了这些城里面的人是多么的浪费啊。
That woman looks like she's good for another 10 years.
那个女人看起来还好好的，还可以再用至少十年。
How come she was dumped in the garbage?
怎么就有人把她扔到垃圾箱里头去了呢？
Do not waste your life.
不要浪费你的生命。
Do not waste your time.
不要浪费你的恩赐。
Do not waste your talents.
也不要浪费你的时间。
Talent, 才干。
天赋才干。
Jesus can use even your small talent to do a piece of great work.
主耶稣可以用你一点点的才干来成就伟大的事情。
Just hand over yours to Jesus.
只管把你那一点点才干交托给主耶稣。
And our Lord Jesus can multiply your talents.
主耶稣可以让你的才干加倍。
And Jesus can maximize your resources to the full.
可以最大化充分的来利用它。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
just as our Lord Jesus used the lunch of a small boy to feed more than 5,000 people,
就像我们的主耶稣用一个男孩的中餐来喂饱了5000以上的人。
We pray that you will use the boys and girls here.
我们也祷告，求你来使用我们这里的男孩子、女孩子。
And use the men and women in this church today.
这里的兄弟们和姐妹们。
To bring blessings to everyone they meet each day.
愿他们能够把祝福带给他们每一天所遇见的每一个人。
O Lord.
oh, 主啊,
please do come and strengthen our faith in you.
请来坚固我们的在你里面的信心,
so that we can keep on glorifying your wonderful name.
以至于我们可以继续的来荣耀你的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉我们的主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Amen.